Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number one. So you all are going to be working with the vibrations of the 3 and the 4 for this new moon. So what will likely come in for you all? There's going to be something here around creativity, some kind of greater creative project that you might be working on, some kind of greater collaboration. So there may be something that you've been working on with others that really needs your focus, your energy that you need to commit to. So because we have the 3 and the 4, it's asking you to get serious about some area of creativity, right? Some area of greater communication or collaboration. So if there's a project that you've been, you know, working towards or looking to launch, or that's maybe you've even been procrastinating on, this is going to be a time where you're really going to need to get serious, get committed, get a strategy, get organized, have a plan, and then commit to whatever this is and see it through to completion. Keep in mind, anything you start under this illumination is going to take time to come to fruition. It's going to require persistence. It's going to require dedication and patience. So this is not something that's just going to be handed to you. This is not something that's likely going to where you're going to see instant gratification from. This is something you're going to be building. It's going to be something you're building some kind of foundation and something sustainable from. So of course, it's going to require your undivided attention and to keep showing up to it and to not give up too easily, even though you will likely be tested with whatever this is, because 4 energy brings the tests and the challenges to keep us on route, right? To keep us on the path that we are meant to be on, aligned with whatever this is. Those tests and challenges are not punitive and are not to say you're on the wrong path. It's to say, you know, there's wisdom here. Let's extract it. Let's overcome these challenges so we can teach others about what we've learned, so that we can take this wisdom and do something with it. So in some area where the 3 is bringing the focus around, again, creativity, some kind of greater creation, some kind of imagination, you know, stepping into the spotlight, being a leader in your field in some area, I would say definitely stepping into the spotlight, because you are, of course, a 1 energy and you are meant to be a leader in many areas of life. And this 3 and the 4 kind of says, yeah, let's get serious about this. And let's, you know, let's understand that we're going to be required to collaborate with others, work with others, be seen by others, you know, all of the things. So there's this beautiful energy that's big and bold and boisterous and jovial and says, keep tapping into your inner child, keep following your imagination. That's the 3. You know, don't minimize who you are. Don't hide out in the shadows. Bring yourself forward. And then the 4 helps us to get really serious about that and to really commit to it. So anything that you've been working on, and it can be relationships as well, it can be any area of your life, but really because this 3 is here, it brings in, again, you know, socializing, networking, collaboration, communication, and creativity. So definitely creativity is a big one, but it's using your creative life forces to build something solid, to build something sustainable that has the potential to be a solution and a resource for a greater population. So anything that you are working on that sounds similar to that, it's going to take time. So be gentle with yourself, have grace, and commit. Do not give up too easily on this if your heart's in it, and keep checking in with yourself to make sure that your heart's still in it. But whatever you're building and whatever you commit to under this energy has the potential to be wildly successful and fulfilling and bring a tremendous amount of abundance. But you've got to stick with it. You've got to persevere. You've got to keep climbing to that summit, and you will meet that summit. But just know it might be months, it might be weeks, it might be years. So don't give up too quickly. So love this energy for you all ones. I hope it's a great new moon. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.